How many McNuggets were there? That's the question. Like, was it a 20-piece? Because that's expensive.
JR was just telling us a story that happened in Bradenton. So, wait, she... Oh, I see. So
she offered a sex act for $25.
$25
and McNuggets.
McNuggets.
Yeah, and McNuggets. And I'm assuming a little sweet and sour barbecue sauce.
Right.
Gotta be, right?
There's so much. Florida authorities have charged a woman with prostitution after she agreed to perform a sexual act on an undercover detective for $25 and chicken McNuggets.
And I know you'll be shocked when you find out that she was possession of drug paraphernalia. And some outstanding warrants. She must be a real looker. I can't find a picture of her.
Oh, like 22 years old.
Ooh, yeah. What's that crystal meth doing to you?
Really?
Ouchie.
Oh, she got that look. Oh, that's bad.
Where was this? In Bradenton?
The story was written in Bradenton, and she got arrested in Manatee County, so I would assume it's Bradenton.
What are the chances of Bowles banging this girl? That's Bowles.
Bro.
That's Bowles' neck of the woods, isn't it?
Pretty good chance.
That's his territory, yeah. I'm not going to lie.
That's the area where he lurks.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't want
to
say,
I gave her $50 to let me throw the McNuggets at her ass. Right.
I gave her a Bowles box just to lick it.
Can you imagine having to explain to the other chicks in the jail what you're in there for? Yeah, I offered them $25 and a 6-piece.
$25. Is $25 cheap? Is that what she did? She lowered the real price and then added nuggets on?
I have no idea.
Like instead of charging 40 or 50 or whatever?
I know nothing of what you're talking about.
Is that a bargain? That's what I was
wondering. I don't know.
I mean, I would assume...
Because nuggets are like a buck.
I mean, I think... I haven't been to McDonald's in years. Are they still on the dollar menu?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they are.
There's 6-piece and 9-piece or whatever, 10-piece.
Is there a 30-piece?
I don't know. There's definitely a 20-piece.
You go around the world for a 30-piece.
There's a 50-piece now, too?
Oh, but only like during the holidays, there's a 50-piece for like $10 or something.
Ooh. Yeah, 20-piece is usually like $5.
I think he was talking about the head. Not the McNuggets, the cost of the McNuggets.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering what she was like if she's charging $25 plus McNuggets.
Yeah, that's
getting a deal.
Yeah, that's a little extra for the McNuggets.
So you've got to go through the drive-thru and the ATM. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, right.
It's complicated for something supposed to be like spontaneous in an alley.
To get a mouth hug from an acne riddled hooker.
And then does she like send you away and she like, I told you barbecue sauce, not honey mustard.
Yeah. McGravy's going through the drive through while the act is being performed.
Pulls up to the window.
If you want some of this, you're gonna have to get some honey mustard. I ain't going down on you without no honey mustard.
Maybe she holds the cards and she says nothing until I eat the McNuggets with the sauce. Then you get the services. I wanna have those McNuggets and then you pay me.
Here's the worst part. Okay, can you imagine just being a guy who opens up the paper, you see your daughter, and then you read the article. Do you even finish flipping the paper before your own blood is splattered all over the newspaper?
You told me you were at community college. How long are you out there doing that? 22-year-old Alex, whatever.
Bowles is mad at me.
Oh, no.
You know what? He talks so much crap about other people, I don't even slightly feel bad for him. Because, you know, he's not going to get mad unless it's true. You know what I mean? He'd laugh about it if he didn't bang her. He's mad.
No, that's not a horrible point. Maybe he's a little sensitive on the issue.
Is that what this is?
He's mad because she told him a 10-piece and everybody else only had to buy a 6-piece.
Ripped off. Oh, that's great.
Oh, come on, Bowles. Call us.
He's texting.
That guy doesn't miss an opportunity to be on air ever. Now, all of a sudden, he's a little gun shy. Come on.
Telltale sign. Monica, you might be on to something.
Oh, my God.
$25 and some nuggets.
God, I can't imagine.
Get you some action in Bradenton.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine that being the case. Oh, there he is.
I'll tell you, that is desperate.
I knew you'd show up. Hello, Bowles.
Bowles.
Did you bang this chick?
No, I did not bang that chick, bro. You're crazy, and you're hysterical, though. You're absolutely hysterical.
That's baloney.
Did you bang a girl like her?
No, all the hookers that I banged, I got them like they weren't like streetwalkers. They were like chicks off like Backpage and, you know, like Craigslist and all that. Never know, like streetwalkers, but...
Yeah, they drive around with their clients.
High end.
Yeah, Yeah, they get Ubers around and all that, you know?
They have really? All their Yeah, they have all their teeth.
Yeah, they, for the most part, yeah. But I actually saw that story, and of course it happens down here in Bradenton. I've never seen more weirder, crazier things in my life than I have in Bradenton, Florida.
Really?
Like, it's I mean, they call it Bradentucky. Like, you're either inbred or white trash or crackhead. Like, I'm gonna post a picture on my Twitter of this dude who pulled into the 7-Eleven by my house with legit no tires on his car. He was on four rims at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
No way.
I'm not even kidding. I'll send you the picture. I'm going to post it on my Twitter. I'll send it to you guys now.
Hey, Balls, how many times did that 7-Eleven get robbed with you in it?
Once. That was absolutely insane. At like 2:30 in the morning, I was in there. I closed down the bar I was at the Paddy Wagon. And I go into the 7-Eleven, and I'm standing in line. Dude walks in, holds up the place with the gun. And it actually made the newspaper down here. He robbed the register, obviously, and the guy and the lady that was in front of me. And he's like, give me a wallet. I'm like, bro, just get out of here, bro. I'm not giving you anything. Just leave. I was trashed.
And he has a gun in your face, and that's what you say?
No, he didn't have the gun in my face. I could just tell he was like a shook little crackhead. You know what I mean? Like, he wasn't going to shoot nobody. I mean, if I was sober, I probably would have given him my wallet. But I wasn't in the mood. I was drunk. You know what I mean? So... I wasn't having it. It actually made the paper, and in the paper it said one customer refused to pay up, and that one customer was me.
That's our Balls right there.
Why do I feel like you cut out that article and it's in like your success scrapbook?
It's laminated.
It's on his fridge.
I read it online. It was on the internet. It was on BradentonHerald.com or Bradenton.com or something like that. So.
Dude, Bradentucky is funny as hell.
Well, it's the truth, bro. It's Bradentucky, man. Like, it's. I'm here right now. Like, I'm driving down the street right now, and I just passed the homeless person. But then you have, like, $4 million houses right up the street. It's crazy. Like, it's so, like, it's not like up north where everything is kind of segregated, you know?
Can you confirm, Balls, that $25 for an oral act plus Chicken McNuggets is cheap or right on in Bradenton?
I mean, for Bradenton, that sounds, like, pretty accurate, yes, you know, but, average, yeah. Again, like, every time I get a hooker, it's off, you know, off the internet, and they're usually out-of-state chicks, you know, the local chicks down here are just, they're gout.
When you're ordering a hooker off of one of those websites, have you ever been pleasantly surprised or mostly disappointed?
You know, I screen them pretty well.
They should be screening you.
What's the vetting process?
Right.
Yeah, I vet them, and but you know what? It's when they leave is when I'm finished and they leave and I'm done giving them my $300 or whatever it is. Then the guilt kicks in. It's like, God damn it! I'm such a loser. I should have just done my own thing. You know, I always have that feeling. You know, it's like that feeling of remorse, that buyer's remorse. You know.
Yeah, you know what it's called. Post-load syndrome.
The old PLS. Balls, if oral with this girl's 25 plus chicken nuggets, what are you getting for $300 a weekend?
Bro, it's expensive, bro. But listen, I look at it like this. You pay for it either way. You can either wine and dine these chicks, right? And, you know, you take them out to dinner and you're not guaranteed the pee. Or you just give the money straight up, and then, bam, I get what I want, and they get, you know what I mean? They get to leave, and I only got to deal with them, and, you know, see you later.
Right.
You pay for either way. You buy them dinner and drinks and roses and Ubers and all this other nonsense, or you just give them the cash up front. You pay for it either way.
And JP asked you, but I don't know if you really answered, are they ever really good-looking, where you're, like, really surprised? Wow, she's really, like...
Yo, I've had some hot ones, and really? Then, like, I've gotten catfished a couple times where, like, there were older pictures... Of the chicks, you know what I mean? Like, they were like, and then they show up, and it's like, oh, gross, but whatever. I got to do what I got to do.
I got to do what I got to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hey, you know who you said you were. Come on in.
Yeah.
At that point, once I get the knock on the door, you know, I'm ready to go. So as long as it's not like a tranny or something like that, I'm good.
Do you call them out? Hey, you're 25 years older and 100 pounds heavier.
I actually had this Asian one show to my house, and she was legit like 60 years old. like straight up and down. And I'm like, she came in, she started looking around my apartment. Like, she checked the closets. Like, I guess she was worried I was a cop or something. And I'm like, you know what? Just go. And then she got mad. I'm like, she's like, my driver Reeve. So I'm like, you better go and get out of my crib. Like, you know what I mean?
So. Maybe she was going through your closets because she's got a laundry business on the side.
Oh my God, Balls is a reality show.
I want to know what the vetting process is. You say you vet them pretty well. Like, what is the vetting process? Sounds to me like it sucks.
I check out their pictures, but I talk to them on the phone for like 15-20 minutes before they actually show up, so I can get a feel for them. You know what I mean?
Like, you do that?
What do you say? Like, hey, did you talk about superficial stuff, or you say, give me your measurements?
Well, do you go into JR's voice?
No. Hey, girl.
You talk to them, and, like, you know, just see if they're cool down, like, if they're down to earth, if they're chatty, or if they're just 100% business. But I've been, you know, I'm so, what's the word I'm looking for here, veteran in this, or seasoned in this?
Experienced,
you know,
yeah.
Experienced. What happens is when they come to the house, I put on a porn. I'm like, yo, I want this done. Can you do that? If not, I'm not gonna waste my time. I don't want to waste your time, and I'm not wasting my money. And usually, it's just for some sloppy dome, you know. I show them the video of that. Can you do that?
Oh my
yes,
God.
I can do that. No, it's gonna cost an extra $50, extra $100. Bam, there you go. I don't care. You know, as long as I get what I want, then I'm good.
Are your parents still alive?
My mom is alive.
She is. Do you think she burns your child pictures?
Probably. I haven't talked to her in a long time.
Man, oh man, Balls.
You should bust that. Next time, if she ever like gets over whatever you've done to her and decides to invite you over for like Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever it is, you should throw some of these stories around at the table and see what happens.
when my dad was around, we used to talk about this all the time. You know, my dad was the best. He had a great sense of humor. He thought it was hysterical, and like all my other family members, like my brother and my sisters,
cops,
you know, when we hang out, they, I don't know, it always comes up with all these stupid stories.
And your father thinks your prostitute stories are hilarious.
He just thinks the way that I am. Well, he thought the way that I was hilarious. He's like, you're out of your mind. You know,
he was right.
Yeah. No doubt.
So I got a question, Buzz. How long have you been doing this?
What, banging hookers?
Yeah.
I haven't banged a hooker in like probably a year.
I don't believe.
Yeah, we're still running around that.
But before that, since I was like probably 20 years old. And I had girlfriends and everything like that. It's just like there's no pee like new pee. You know what I'm saying? So.
All right.
So
Balls.
You had 15 years of hookers, maybe 10 least, years of hookers, whatever.
Nah, he's older than that.
Yeah, I'm 36, so yeah, like 15, 16 years, yeah.
So how much money do you think you spend in those 15 years, like over a couple thousand?
Better question.
Bro.
Ballpark it, hookers and blow. Throw it out there.
Honestly, in 15 years, bro, probably like, I don't know, closer to $100,000, something like that.
Oh my goodness.
Well, I haven't done blow in like a year.
That's a lie. That's a lie. You're lying.
I'm not lying, bro. All right, bro. Why would I lie to you, bro?
Because it makes you sound better if you say you didn't do blow in the last 6 months. You're lying. I'll test your ass.
There's no shame in my game, bro. If I was snorting blow the other night, I would tell you. What am I trying to impress? I don't care.
We're gonna be down there in about 2.5 weeks, whatever it is. I'm taking hair off your head and getting it tested.
That's fine. I'll
talk to you later.
All right, bro. Have a good
day. See you, Balls. Bye, buddy.
There's no way he's passing that. Not a chance.
He's so interesting. In such a voyeuristic way, reality show way. He's so interesting. All right, his Balls. Roger and JP on the phone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5.